Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, we are mixed. Beans have been both sides of unchanged, both last night and today. Corn, same thing there. Been higher, been lower. Now it's just slightly lower. The wheat trade pretty much never stood a chance after last night. Open firm and been soft for most of the session. What's in play? Well, soybean meal got some good news, 190,000 metric tons of beans to the Philippines. That's kind of a surprise. So that turned around the tide of, you know, buying soybean oil, selling meal on the crush spread. Now we got soybean oil higher on the day and meal higher on the day. That did help beans for the most part, except for now as we go to press, so to speak, softened up by about a penny and three quarters as the trade ponders what's next as China is pretty much wrapping up its 12 million metric tons of beans purchases. Remember, all the bears said they wouldn't do it. Well, they've did it. And it is January 20th, and it's pretty much wrapped up. Granted, some of these beans aren't going to ship until through March. So some say, well, you know, they could cancel some of these. You know, they're called export sales. Until their export inspections, they've been inspected because they're loaded and they're leaving. You really can't guarantee they're actually sold. So, okay, yeah, you could say that. Speaking of export inspections, corn was beyond estimates today. Soybeans and wheat at the high end of estimates. So that grain that was bought through the holidays, it's going out at a very fast pace, I might add. So, you know, you can be bearish all you want, whether you want to believe the USDA last week on their acreage. You know, ponder this. They said they increased the acreage of corn by, 1.3 million acres because of less harvestable corn silage. And so because of that, they took the yield also from 186 to 186 and a half bushels to acre. How do you do that? When you add more acres, usually it's at the expense of lower producing acres. And corn silage is not where the best hybrids go. The hybrids are gone for, you know, good yield. When it comes to tonnage, that's a different kind of hybrid. And so the yield can't be expected to be helpful for the national side. So really, USDA, there's a lot of pencil pushing on how they came up with it. That's why most don't believe that the total corn yield numbers did jump that high. And so with that, we'll see. It's a basis thing that'll prove the USDA wrong as we get into the second quarter, as that's when our exports continue to be pretty strong for corn. We'll find out then. So for right now, corn down a half on the day, March contract, 424, May down a quarter, 431 and three quarters, July up a quarter, 438 and a quarter as we put some carry in the market. The beans March contract down 2 1/4, 1055 and a half, down 2 1/4 on May, 1066 and a half. Wheat futures, the trade is lower, but not so much for the hard wheat versus the soft wheat Chicago. You know, cold temperatures are going to be dipping down into Kansas. Of course, it is called winter wheat for a reason, but there's also dryness concerns. No snow cover is going to be taking place. Texas south and east, there's some moisture going, but not so much for Kansas and Oklahoma. So we have the Chicago wheat March off 7.5 at 510.5. Kansas March giving up 3 3/4 at 523.5, while the Minneapolis March wheat down 3 1/4, 561 3/4. May off 3, 573.5. New crop September down 2 at 602.5. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. Livestock futures, we are recovering from Friday's hit. Box beef and feeder indexes are both lower today after being higher Friday. We have, choices up $1.99, 366.32, but the select down 79 cents, 359.54. So we're kind of widening that spread out after being at nothing for a while. Feeder index off about a dollar, back under 370. The board, you know, struggling with recovering today because it's the fear from Friday that, well, a lot of New World screwworms were found in Mexico, which normally would be friendly to our market, but they were so close to the U.S. border, has fear that, well, gee, what if that finally comes across the border? And what's it doing so close to our border when it's wintertime? That screwworm should be farther south. And so The board is trying to recover some of Friday's losses, but not very much, I might add. February cattle up 52 cents, 232.67. April up 90 cents, 234.87. June climbing $1.30 because of their bigger discounts at 230.90. Jan feeders up $1.07, 363. That discount is still at about $6. They got about 20 days to fix that. March feeders up $1.80, 358.25. April gaining 205, 356.95. August up 220, 353.40. Notice the bigger the discount, the a little bit better gain today showing up there. We'll see if they can follow through on more tomorrow, or does fear return tomorrow? On the hogs, softening today. We had some big gains there for a while. Feb hogs off 40 cents at 87.87, but deferreds are holding better. April is only off 5 cents, 95.15, but June up 57 cents, 108.07. In the metal markets, new all-time highs for gold and silver. Of course, you know why. We are throwing tariffs, maybe, on numerous EU countries on dispute over whether the U.S. can control Greenland or not. And so that has gold up $167.90 over two sessions. This would be Monday and Tuesday session, because officially we were closed on Monday, but electronically we were trading. It's at $4,763.60. Silver March up $5.90, $94.44, went to $95.78 overnight. Dollar index under pressure, down 92 cents at 98.29, as we're seeing countries sell some of our bonds. We have one country, I forget which one it is. I'm going to look quick if I can find it. Was it Denmark? Somebody wants to dump about $100 million worth of our bonds, which of course raises our rates, our longer-term rates. I was just looking quick. Who was that? Anyway, somebody's selling a bunch, so it's causing our interest rates to lift a bit here today. Thought it was maybe Denmark. They're the ones that try to run Greenland. But anyway, it's got our metal markets higher. It has the dollar lower. Also, Bitcoin under pressure here, back under 90,000. January contract down $6,225, $89,465. By the way, I found it as I was looking here. It was a Danish fund is trying to liquidate $100 million in U.S. bonds because of this. So anyway, they can do what they want. The crude oil market higher today. Couple reasons. Yeah, political concerns with Israel and Iran, again, kind of being tit-for-tat conversation going on over there. Geopolitically, you can say with Russia, Ukrainian drone strikes getting more successful on some oil-producing Russian facilities. And the dollar's lower. When the dollar's sharply lower, like 92 cents, that throws a little bit into oil as well. So crude oil March contract up 95 cents at 60.29. Gasoline up 3.5 cents a gallon, $1.85. Diesel fuel a little stronger by 8 cents a gallon, $2.30 and a quarter cents. Any questions on trading commodity futures or information through our newsletter, call us 701-222-0221 or go to our website, heartlandinvest.com. Our phone numbers are there. I don't know how you could remember our number anyway, but anyway, heartlandinvest.com. That's where the phone numbers are. And while you're there, get a free trial on that newsletter. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.